We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, folks. I don't know about you. I hope you listened to that interview with Tommy Tucker. And I could tell that obviously Tommy was troubled by it. I was sitting in my desk chair just completely and totally infuriated by what I kind of knew and was hearing. I talked about it briefly yesterday. Anytime that you got to close the loopholes, you got to do everything in these cases. It can't be an excuse of somebody else, a third party processing evidence. You are the responsible party as the DA, the investigating agency or otherwise, coming together, making sure you have the best case. Everybody knew the circumstances of the victim here. What does it take? Does anybody give a damn? How much more information do you need to know? Are you ready to go to battle? We are fighting for our lives each and every day. And we have clowns as leaders. I mean, let's just look at this garbage contract. When is this damn thing going to go away? It keeps coming up. What is it about this guy, Troy Henry, that is so attractive to the Cantrell administration? I don't understand it. He doesn't own a piece of garbage equipment. He's not historically been in the garbage business. This is not his primary occupation. We have another company who's proven itself over and over and over again. And this isn't about Sidney Torres. This is about a company that has proven itself. Oh, and by the way, now it's even worse, right? You want to talk about it? This is how lack of leadership permeates through all of these agencies in the city. And I'm going to say it again, folks. If you don't take the time to really evaluate these people that are putting themselves out there for public service to be the next round of your elected officials, you deserve everything you get. And if you don't think that it's going to impact you financially and otherwise, you are not paying attention. I really want to say something else, but I'm trying to maintain my emotional intelligence here. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. An administration who the three top individuals having anything to do with this contract are very concerned about the course that the administration has gone down. Chief Administrative Officer Gilbert Montano, Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Joe Threat, and Sanitation Director Matt Torrey. These are the folks that are hired by the mayor to look out for the best interests of whom? The entity, the city of New Orleans. I'll say it again. The entity's interests always outweighs the individual unless you're LaToya Cantrell. So in the LaToya Cantrell world, you basically call up a vendor and you say, look, I'm going to give you this contract. I'm going to pay you more than anybody else that's doing the work. You have no history as it relates to this. And all I need to know is, are you ready? Mr. Henry told her that in a text. He says, our team is ready. So what is the mayor's brilliant response to that? She gained the confidence needed to stand by the initial decision to give Mr. Henry the contract. There's a lesson learned here to all of the vendors out there for the remainder of this dismal months left in this administration. If you want a contract, just walk in with half-baked papers, concocted, incomplete negotiations, no bonds, none of the legal requirements worked out on the front end, and tell the mayor, my team is ready. We're ready to do it all. We'll take it all on. In fact, I want the contract to repair the streets. I don't own a piece of yellow equipment at all, but I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm ready to give it a go. This is what we do. And it would really be nice, Madam Mayor, if we could create a fake emergency, because that way I don't have to bid against anybody else. It's a wonderful thing. No bid, no bond, fake emergency. All the pieces and parts are coming together because the mayor's gained the confidence that she's needed because the vendor says his team is ready. But nobody else on her team believes they're ready. In fact, to the contrary, Mr. Torrey, who's in charge of sanitation, reached out to Henry Consulting towards the end of July. And Mr. Henry's responses raised a whole bunch of alarms. Mr. Torrey says it was clear they had not yet secured facilities. They had not yet actually purchased equipment. They didn't have any of that in their possession, nor have they hired any employees. So given that they were just 3 weeks away from the proposed start of the contract, they found that alarming. Yeah, I guess you would find it alarming. And that this would put the entity, right, the city, at great risk. You see, the mayor's got no risk. She's going nowhere, right? Nada. She's a non-entity at this point in time. I don't know what idiot would hire her in her afterlife. I'm sure there's one out there. I'm certain there's one. But she's, as it relates to the city, she's a nothing, a big nothing burger here. There's no risk for her. And this is all about her. It's not about the entity. This is about getting her way or the highway, no matter how bad a deal it is. It even gets worse. So you have Ivy Waste doing the work right now on a $6.2 million contract, which is $2.1 million less than what they want to pay Henry. And by the way, remember, we were told by the administration we were flush with cash. Cash was not a problem. We just needed to focus on execution. Well, now we find out that cash is a problem. And I'm not sure that the quoted numbers are even accurate at this point in time because of all of the misinformation, lack of backup, and everything else that goes along with everything that we're doing in the city is a joke. So who knows what the deficit actually is? I don't know that we actually know. So we want to go and engage in contracts, pay more money to people that have no experience, no equipment, no anything, don't require them to put up a performance bond, at least on the front end, to prove that they're financially viable, that they can even get the bond, right? And here we are. We'll pay $2.1 million more. And we're in a deficit posture. In what world would we see this happen? I mean, are we trying to become the number one worst Democrat-controlled city in America? Seems to me like we're well on our way. If I were a Democrat in an elected position in this city, I would be at the podium every day trying to set an alternative course to what this elected Democrat has decided to do. Because not only is she an embarrassment to the city, she's an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. And what's really interesting is when she's out there on the Oh, Woe Is Me tour as she travels around. Oh, and just another side note to make matters worse, $50,000 indebtedness in her trip to Paris, and we still don't know who's whether or not the city's on the hook for the payment of that. Why not? Why don't we know? All that's going on about the mayor's travel, we don't know. Allegedly, I think four people went, traveled first class. Right? Do we know if any third party paid for it? No. How much is the city responsible for? We don't know. We don't know a whole lot of different things about that. These are all typically accommodations that you make in advance. It should be, it is what it is, and it ain't going to change. But not in this city, because we're vying to be the worst Democrat-controlled city in the country. You've heard me talk many times about moving from a third-tier city to a second-tier city. Well, this is the game plan to not do this. This isn't even a game plan for mediocrity. This is a game plan for going backwards. Spending money you don't have. Giving contracts to people with very little experience. It's not their core business. And on and on and on and on. So to those Democrat elected officials in the city of New Orleans, someone needs to really step out as a member of the Democratic Party and call this out. When she's out there at these national conferences for Democrats, she's getting all kinds of pity. You know, she's been crucified. She's been this. She's been that. This is all because she's black and she's a woman. What? Are you kidding me? If I were black and a woman, I truly would be infuriated that I'd have to listen to this poppycock being articulated by this incompetent individual trying to blame the world for the outcomes of this administration. Her own people now turning on her because they recognize the right course of action to take, because they recognize that their reputation's at stake, because they recognize that the entity's interest outweighs the individual. And they are mystified by the fact that the mayor, overnight, they have a meeting one day, overnight, by the next morning, everything they had agreed to on the previous day changed because the mayor gained the confidence needed to stand by the initial decision to terminate the Ivy Ways contract and therefore needed to sign. She needed to sign the Henry Consulting to an emergency contract. What does that need? Has she articulated anything that was provided to her that changed the course of this, where this was headed, whereby she gained confidence to stay the course relative to this contract? Was it a conversation with Councilman Oliver Thomas? Was it a conversation with Troy Henry? Was it a conversation with both? Who brought information to the forefront to say that this was the best course of action? I think one would think that the public would be entitled to know, right? Being that this is an emergency, albeit a fake one, that there's no provisions for a bid on the front end. Oh, we're going to work that out on the back end, like he did the last one, and he only had to put up a bid for half the amount of the contract. That made perfect sense. Where everybody else bidding on these contracts puts up the whole bond, and there was actually a resemblance of a bid process, it really doesn't get any worse than this, folks. And if you would have asked me a week ago, could this scenario get worse? I'd have said, no, it's probably at the bottom. It would be interesting to see. And we had these interviews last week. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of the courts, but I can't imagine that there's anything that the administration that is going to do to make this worse. I should have relied on my gut that Mayor LaToya Cantrell would never let me down. It would get worse. And now I'm a believer. I'm a believer that maybe by Friday there may be some other idiotic decision made by this individual that's going to make it worse. And you and I and others will all be impacted by this. And meanwhile, she'll travel to another conference trying to blame you as the voters in the city of New Orleans on her lack of performance, her lack of effectiveness, her lack of efficiency, her inability to execute on so many different things, on so many different fronts. And we continue to find ourselves as laughingstock. And it's a shame. We have a lot of people doing a lot of things, great things for the city of New Orleans, investing money in the city of New Orleans, taking risk in the city of New Orleans, betting on the citizens of the city of New Orleans, giving their life to the city of New Orleans, making sacrifices when you think about the men and women of the NOPD, the NOFD, Homeland Security, all of that, giving of themselves to the city, with a leader who's not credible, that is working at cross purposes with her own administrative staff, who are working hard to give the best advice possible. She doesn't respect these people. She won't even tell them what information she was able to garner to gain the confidence to reverse what she told them the day before. She doesn't respect any of these folks that work for her. She's the center of the universe. That is sad. Sad when you think about all of the hard work. But folks, this is what happens when you elect someone who's not a credible leader. This is the outcome. I'll say it again. Look long and hard at these candidates. The place that you call home could be fundamentally changed to either move in a positive direction or in a more negative direction. And if you thought for a moment it couldn't get anything worse, don't fall prey to what I said earlier, where last week I said, I don't think it can get any worse. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. Every time you think you may have reached the bottom in the city of New Orleans, wait another day. We'll be
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. One of the big challenges for parish government is dealing with flood zone and flood zone protection and how you're going to regulate that. And I have been an advocate for making sure that our construction industry and everyone else get on the same page relative to how we construct homes and build them in order to try to minimize the impact of flooding, because it creates a huge problem for financing and government. We know what it's like with flood premiums. And as you have repetitive storms and the same structures flooding over and over and over again, you got to do something, right? You just can't sit back and do nothing. Well, in St. Tammany, they decided to do something. Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11, joins us, as well as Alex Carter, founder and CEO of DesireLine, which is a company that did a study for the St. Tammany Parish, and they join us. Folks, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. How are you? Thank you for joining us. So if you would, Arthur, why don't you start out by just kind of telling us about the challenges that you were looking at and why y'all decided to go down the course of action that y'all took by passing some ordinances relative to this issue.
Yeah, so good morning, Newell. So when I first ran for office in 2022, I spent a lot of time listening to what my now constituents were worried about. And everywhere the story was the same. They were telling me stories of worsening floods, clogged ditches, and fears about losing their ability to afford the homes that they had purchased due to the increasing flood insurance, and then just like the other insurance problems that we're having in the area. And one particular area that I take as an example is my Coin d'Alestin neighborhood. Now, this neighborhood was in my district in my first year of office since redistricting, I lost it. But in that area before Katrina, homes were built confidently on slabs in that neighborhood. Today, any new construction in that same neighborhood is at least 12 to 14 feet off the ground. So that change kind of tells you everything about how the risk has grown in Slidell, especially. And my district runs now from Slidell to Abita, encompassing Covington, Lacombe, and parts of unincorporated Mandeville. So one of the first things I did was I put through a moratorium to kind of pause building in this area. And then I got together with the parish president, Mike Cooper, and his staff. They put me in touch with Alex Carter of DesireLine, and we got this study going. And then in 2024, with the new council, then Vice Chairman Joe Impastato, now Chairman Joe Impastato, joined his district with mine, and we expanded this coastal resilience study to include the areas below I-12 from Slidell to Mandeville, basically. And then I'd ask Alex to fill in the rest. She would know better than I do.
Alex,
yeah,
go ahead.
Thanks, y'all. I think that it's the instinct to kind of, you know, simplify this is strong, right? We really just want to produce good building stock for people to purchase, live in, and invest in. And so the study goes back to sort of that basic understanding. There's a lot of science and there's a lot of numbers and there's a lot of, you know, our team is, you know, we're floodplain managers, urban planners, GIS specialists, and we're pulling all that data together and assessed and worked with the community with this study to just capture what people already knew. You know, I mean, I think that's the simplest thing. It's that the residents knew it floods. They know that the infrastructure isn't there to accommodate a lot of dense growth, and they were concerned about future development, to Arthur's point. And so the study looked at the density that the existing land use regulations allowed, and it looked at the types of building and standards that were in place for new construction. And recommendations kind of tackled both. And so there was a meeting that we were at. I want to say, Arthur, it was like one of the first agenda meetings that we had where we presented our early findings. And you were talking about this study being your baby. And, you know, we were just explaining very simply, like, it floods. This area is very flat. You know, it's hard to predict. A little bit of dirt changes the landscape. You know, it does flood your neighbors. You know, it has a high potential of flooding your neighbors. And so kind of putting in these, what I would call very reasonable standards, you know, that reflect people's experience in their neighborhood and their lifelong experience of seeing the flood risk in this area increase is what we've been doing. And I think that's why the council unanimously approved it, you know. But there was a gentleman there who was like, who came up to me after we were presenting, and he was like, we've been arguing about this for 30 years. You know, we've been talking about flooding. We've been talking about infrastructure. We've been talking about growth. And everybody's, you know, in agreement that this is something that's a problem. And he was like, y'all just explained it in the most common sense way and recommended actionable things that could be done. And, you know, I think Arthur's leadership on this has been huge because, you know, it's easy to get lost into, you know, the special flood hazard area or, you know, the encapsulated fill and all the building standards and the engineering. But, like, at the end of the day, we just need a safer building stock for our people, you know. And Arthur saw that, and this study really moved that needle, I think, pretty far for this coastal area in St. Tammany.
So, Arthur, what is the byproduct of this? So there is an ordinance passed in May, and it established a coastal resilience zoning, and that area encompasses what?
Okay, let me just pause for 1 second to explain that. One of the first things we did was segment this into two areas. So there's the area that is between the lake and 190, in Lacombe and Slidell and Mandeville. That is coastal resilience area one. That has the hardest requirements for homes. And then the second segment, which just got passed in my district, is coastal resilience two, which is for the area immediately north of 190 in Slidell and Lacombe, but yet south of I-12. And what we're saying is we're reducing the density, so how many houses you can put on an acre. We're making stronger requirements on how much fill you can, may or may not bring into the area. And then kind of recommending that people build kind of the way our great-grandparents did. Like, Newell, I grew up uptown, so I'm used to having a house that's 3 to, depending on what, it, when it was uptown, I lived 3 to 4 feet off the ground. And when we lived in Broadmoor, we lived 9 to 10 feet off the ground. So it's this common sense building, you know, if it worked for our great grandparents, why won't it work for us type philosophy? So we have an ordinance, and in some areas, it changes the actual underlying zoning and it changes the fill requirements and the type of, like, the minimum requirements, like how many feet above a certain level a house needs to be built.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I was just going to explain, too, to add to what Arthur is saying, the two overlays, they're not like the whole area either. Like, we knew we didn't want to take a broad brush and just, like, paint an entire landscape with this higher standard. We looked at every parcel, and so it's mapped uniquely on those sites that do specifically have risk. And to Arthur's point, the one that has the higher standards has the higher level of risk. And then the one that's the second one that's north of I-90 has the moderate risk. And so we're tempering the regulations to reflect the unique conditions, right? And a lot of times we see regulations just kind of like, you know, everybody suffers together no matter the unique conditions of a site. And, you know, the good goes out with the bad. But this study, it's different in that we take a lot of parcels out of the overlay because you don't have those conditions. And so I think that's an important takeaway with this as well. And, you know, we regulate the fill in the same way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I have advocated for years. I'm in Old Metairie on a slab house, right? And not long, and I've never flooded. In fact, my street, I'm very fortunate. I'm kind of at the crown, and it goes north and it goes south. And so if my house floods, every house on the street that's not a raised house will flood. Where I used to live on just across Metairie Road, it was interesting. I lived in a raised house, and, you know, in those 90, and back in the 90s, those May floods that we had several times, almost every house on a slab flooded, and not a single house that was built raised flooded at all. In fact, we survived many storms. In Katrina, we had 33,000 homes flood in Jefferson, East Bank of Jefferson Parish. And the vast majority of those were all, about 99.9% were not raised homes. They were slab homes. And, you know, and so I'm like, why don't we just play it safe and require everybody to build, off the ground? It doesn't make any sense to build any other structure because you are completely minimizing risk. And if you just look at the cost of building that structure in that fashion, it's not a significant amount of money in the differential. And it just I've never been able to figure out why we have such a strong hesitancy to doing so.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to that sort of upfront cost and the sort of financial risk associated with that upfront cost for the builder. I mean, that's what we see over and over again. It's, you know, the construction costs are higher, materials are higher, land is higher, just everything is more expensive. And so to try to make sort of a margin when you add the elevation and, you know, you limit fill and pier beam, you know, you add all these elements, and suddenly, you know, the formula doesn't really work anymore. And it only, if it does, they're passing off those increased costs to the homeowners, which makes those houses less affordable. And so we did hear that with this study. You know, they were, you know, that was a big pushback from the builders, was, you know, this is going to create unaffordability. And I know, Arthur, you have thoughts on this, and we knew that going into it. We were like, we would rather it be more expensive than have it, you know, folks build on a slab and then flood and be in a cycle of damage and recovery and, you know, be in this weird position that I know a lot of people are in where they're hoping they flood one more time so they qualify for an elevation grant. And that's a crazy mindset that, you know, folks are finding themselves in, right?
Yeah.
I just need one more flood and I can get a grant to elevate. It's like, what are we doing here?
Now, look, I mean, these are all considerations that you make when you choose, when, you know, where you choose to live, right, as to what your affordability index may be. And obviously, if you're in a low-lying area that's susceptible to flood, one has to recognize that there could be significant downstream costs. It's getting harder to get insurance coverage. It's getting harder to get them to cover certain things. If your home is flooded two or three times, the likelihood of you getting protection is, you know, slimmer than it was before, and because attitudes are changing, and they're changing fast. And there's a cost to local government that's huge in the recovery effort and everything else and trying to assist the homeowners, because everybody wants to do the right thing, but it comes at a cost. Still, I think it's cheaper to raise the house and build it up at the end of the day, much cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, and in the long run, it is. You know, you get benefits from elevating, you know, up to 4 feet. You'll get reductions on your insurance, discounts, as you will, on up to 4 feet if you go above the base flood elevation. And so this requires three. Both resilience overlays require 3 feet of elevation. And I think, you know, if I were a homeowner working with my builder, I would say throw on another foot, you know, like give me my maximum discount. Because we all know, you know, flood insurance and homeowners insurance is going up, and it's likely to continue to do that. So to take yourself,
Alex,
out of that
I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get to
a
break. I want to thank Alex Carter, founder and CEO of Desireline, the planning group that work with Arthur Laughlin, who's the councilman in District 11. Actually, Arthur, to you and Alex, folks, this is an example of credible leadership. It's not always the popular thing that is the most important thing to do. And the ROI on this, I think, for St. Tammany is going to be huge. But this is how it works. You put together the study, you evaluate the data, you evaluate the risk, you got to find a remediation that makes sense. And this is what credible leadership's all about. You know, it's about St. Tammany Parish, not any one individual elected to public office, because I'm sure, Arthur, this was not an easy process, but nothing worth it in the end is easy. You know, it just, that's how it works. And y'all are to be commended. Congratulations. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Alrighty, folks.
Have a good one.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Daniel Hammer, the CEO of the Historic New Orleans Collection. You're going to want to hear about everything that they offer. And Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, about seafood labeling.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.